Back to the Solomon Tichin podcast. Really just excited that you guys have continued this journey with me really over the last few years now. And I just want to say before we kind of get into this episode that I'm so appreciative of all of you guys who have followed me through the rough patches of building content and to where I am right now. And I hope that, those of you who have been listening, or even if you are a brand new listener, that there is some content here that in some way inspires you to live a life on purpose. That's my whole goal. Purpose saved my life. And God has done some amazing things in my life through purpose. And so I've decided to dedicate a platform to help other millennials figure out what their purpose is. Because I truly believe that once you figure out what your purpose is, and once you understand who you created to be, that then you truly have the power to really recreate your world. And I've seen that God will open up doors. He'll take you places that you've never seen. And it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter where your background is. It doesn't matter what you lack. It doesn't matter your negative experiences. It don't matter your mistakes. None of that changes the fact that when you were created, when you were born, that God put something inside of you. He gave you a purpose and assignment. He gave you some gifts and some talents, and he gave you a message that he wanted you to share. And it's your job to figure out what that is. And hopefully this platform, all the content that we presented in all the different ways, hopefully in some way, I'm not saying I have all the answers. I'm not saying I got the perfect equation, but hopefully in some way it incites something in you and challenges you toward growth. Sorry for, I've been dealing with some sinus issues lately. So if I sound a little crazy, then that's why. I guess I'm getting older, so now I'm realizing that I got sinus problems. So but I just wanted to share that with you guys. It's just a big thank you, and hopefully the content is making an impact for you. But also just to know that I treat this platform kind of in a way of discipleship. It's my way of pouring my life into others. And and I say that to say, which is really the focus of this episode, is for me, I have found out throughout the past few years now that I really do love people. And I love and appreciate each and every one of you who come on this platform. And this is going to make sense, hopefully, probably near the end, because I think that once I break this down, so many of you are going to be able to connect. So that's my confession today. And I don't tell this to a lot of people. A lot of people don't know this about me. Some people do. They really know me. But I secretly love people. I love to see people thrive. I love to see people be successful. I love to see people win. Especially my people. I love to see people come through things and gain new skills and insights. I just love to see people thrive. Like, I'm that person that will celebrate you until you tell me, okay, Solomon, you're doing too much. I'm that person that if you tell me an idea and I rock with you, I'll get behind that idea until you say, Solomon, all right, you're doing too much now. I can figure it out. Because I just love to see people thrive. It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing so much so that I think subconsciously I hide that fact about myself. And I also think that when I search back through my trauma, my love for people became diminished over the years. From a child growing up to adulthood, the more people the more I found that people may do me wrong or disrespect me or hurt unaddressed things and bad childhood upbringing. And I think the more that I was going through, the less I began to like people, and probably the more I began to withdraw to a certain degree. And it's crazy because as I reflect on my career, God has always had me working with people and understanding people and leading people and presenting and speaking in front of people. But secretly, I didn't like it. But I think it was a tug of war between God and I, and he was saying, I know you may not like people, so you think, but I created you for people, and you're actually good at people. And so I think it was this tug of war between my trauma and my subconscious mind and who God originally created me to be. And I think that so many of you may have experienced this. Maybe it's not people, but maybe it's other gifts that you had in life. Other gifts and talents that you remember were really unique about you when you were a child. But as a result of trauma, that part of you died. And you haven't resurrected that part of you, or you maybe hid that part, or you don't show it in every way that you probably should. But I want this episode to encourage you that to go dive deep into some of the attributes and traits and characteristics about yourself, some of the gifts about yourself that you've hid from people. And you know why you've hid them from people. And this is a no judgment zone on this podcast. We all family. It's all love, because I get it. Especially when you identify gifts and traits about yourself that you value, and you find that in some way that wasn't appreciated, I understand why you might want to hide it. But I want to challenge you in this season of your life to no longer hide your gifts and talents. Because who God has created you to be and what your purpose is important that you can give of your whole self. If you want to thrive and be successful in life, or maybe you've been trying to get some things off the ground, you've been trying to thrive, you've been trying to build your business, you've been trying to thrive in your career, and you find out that it's just not moving forward. The issue might not be that you're not in your right space. It might not be that you don't find your purpose. It might not be that you don't have the talents and traits, or you don't have the right systems, the right plan. That might not be the issue. The issue might be that there's some gifts that you got that assignment needs that you've been hiding. And if you just put all your gifts on it, if you put all your stank on it, then God will bless it. Because the gifts that you have are unique to you. And the thing that God has created you to do, he'll breathe on it when everything that you have is in it. For example, if you know that you are a gifted communicator, maybe you have a different communication style than others, but you have a style that you feel comfortable with, that you are gifted in, that resonates with you, then the thing that you are trying to birth, communicate it with your communication style. Because your communication style that God gave you is prescripted to the certain work that he's called you to do and the certain people that he's called you to serve. Your style is unique to you. So that's my challenge to you all today. I love people. I got some gifts that I hadn't been putting out there. I own that. I know if you're listening, you may need to own that as well. But together, collectively, let's put our gifts out there to the world. Let's be the individuals that God has created us to be on purpose.